You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
People.
That's the sound of the horn. Welcome to a brand new Clipcast. I'm your host, Chris Cowild, just recently named to top 75 NBA podcasters of all time. Huge honor for me. With me, as always, Burbank Hank, out of Burbank, in Staples Center. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Henry Dittman.
Everybody. I literally cannot wait for the Clippers versus Cavaliers game to get started. This is going to be a fun matchup.
I'm a little worried about their bigs, but I have a feeling it's going to be a fun game once we get started. The game just happened, and we just lost.
Oh, my gosh. Not only
we're here in the stadium.
Not only did we just lose.
We lost.
We had two quarters where we scored 15 points or less.
No.
Two quarters.
No.
Yes.
In the fourth quarter, we scored 15 points.
In the fourth quarter, we scored 15.
In the first quarter, we scored 14 points. That's not enough points.
Yes.
That's a combined 29 points.
The most interesting part about the game is that my ESPN app somehow showed me pictures of pretty ladies.
Well, that's good. And we won a chicken sandwich.
We did. We won
a free chicken sandwich.
Oh, it was a real crap show tonight. Not only did we shoot 35% from the field.
Oh, my God. Over 35% from the field?
Not from three.
Overall.
Would you like to guess what we shot from three?
Excuse me. I just puked in my mouth and now into your ears. Welcome to the show.
Guess what we shot from
20%.
Three?
20%.
Well, 22, so better than you thought.
Oh, I nailed it, though. I nailed it within 2%
of points. You kind of nailed it.
I nailed
it. Terrible.
I should get two free chicken sandwiches.
I should get
free waffle cut
fries.
What's
somehow more shocking is that we lost by 13 points to a team that shot 15% from three.
Oh, my gosh. But they're a big team.
You tell me.
They're a big team, so they're not a three-point shooting
team. Let's take ourselves out of this game.
Okay.
And I say to you, Chris Kowile.
Yes, Burbank Hank.
This is me, Burbank Hank.
Yes.
And I'm telling you before the game
yeah.
that the opposing team is going to shoot 15% from three.
Oh, my God. We're going to annihilate them.
We're going to win. Not get within three and then play garbage ball. Like, we just played poorly.
Oh, now, we were horrible.
I told you before the game I was worried about their bigs.
They're a very big team. We're not a very big team.
I was pervous about their bigs.
Oh, stop.
I was pervous.
I don't like that's like a thing that you just throw out there. Like, oh, I was pervous, which the listener knows means nervous.
They do know that.
I know, but I wish they didn't. I wish they didn't. All right, so...
They out-rebounded us.
Yeah. Can we talk about the Blazers game where we just absolutely destroyed the Blazers?
I would rather you
game?
Take the podium.
Okay.
You were in the stadium.
Me.
You
yes,
were in
I
the
was.
Stadium.
I've been at every home game this year, and the majority of the first 2 months of games are home games. So I thought, oh, don't worry. We're going to be 2-1 at home. We're going to be 2-2 on the year. I know it's hella early, as we say in California, hella early. I get that it's super early, but I want to be a 500 basketball
team at
least.
By the way, I think that's a New England, Massachusetts thing to say hello.
No, California, bro.
Also, we get out-rebounded by 21 rebounds tonight.
Puke. Okay, so you missed the game versus the Trailblazers.
Why didn't I come to that game? I'm sorry to yell. Why didn't I come to that game?
Feel free to yell. We're here at the hockey shitbox. You can yell all you want.
Why didn't I come to that game? I came to this game.
I know. You shouldn't have come to this game.
I made a big mistake.
Made a huge mistake. I'm going to try to go to every single home game. I'm going to try to kiss Clipper Spencer on the mouth. Sorry. I blacked out. What did I just say?
92-79 is not an NBA score.
No, 79 points is not enough.
Oh, my gosh. My high school team got 79 points.
I'm here to tell you about the Trailblazers game on Monday. We are Damian Lillard's kryptonite. He's Superman, and we have his kryptonite.
We blew them up. Sorry, Blazers.
Did you know this? Joey Lynn.
The door is closing.
Told me about this stat on his Twitter page, @JoeyLynn. with two N's, I believe, in an I, as in I see you, Joey Lynn.
In Joey?
No, in Lynn.
Oh.
Paul George is undefeated versus the Blazers as a Clipper.
Really? I
Did
like
you
that
know?
Stat.
I love that stat.
I didn't know that stat.
So we absolutely destroyed them. We shellacked them. And Duke Lukem, a.k.a. Nuke Kennard, was the man of the hour.
7 of 8?
As was Hartenstein.
6 of 7, something like that?
And we have audio from both of those guys, which I'd like to throw to now. You want to hear it? I want to play it.
Hello.
Luke Kennard, ladies and gentlemen.
I think for us it's just the communication, especially like on practice days. We do get together and we work on each action that we know that we're going to get. And coach, we kind of go through some sets that he wants us to just run, like just based on our like group that we have in that second unit. We go through that every single day in practice, just what we need to work on. And so we get together and we work on those things and we just communicate. Isaiah, he sees the floor really well. You know, he's a willing passer, a really good passer, and a strong finisher. So it just kind of opens up a lot for me, T-Man, just some of those guys that are kind of handling the ball a little bit and coming off those actions. But yeah, we've been working on it. We've been communicating a lot, and it's been good for us.
How much fun did you have today? You're the leading scorer for both teams in a game featuring, you know, multiple time All-Stars. Is there a point tonight where you're just like,
yeah,
I'm having a good time?
Man, I'm always having a good time. But yeah, I mean, it's always good when you're kind of getting in the rhythm. Making some shots, it's always a good thing. It feels good. But that's just part of it. You know, for me, it's just, you know, I've said it before, but just staying aggressive and just having that mentality each and every night, and just working to get the shots that I know I'm going to get, and hopefully they go in. And tonight I was able to make a few.
Do you feel like that you can get even more shots than you do on the 23 points on 10 shots? It's like, okay, that's great and efficient, but the kind of shooter you are, do you feel like you can just get even more volume in when you're feeling like this?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, guys, you know, we have guys that can have big nights. You know, no, it's not going to be my night every night. You know, we have guys that are going to have their nights, and you know, it's not really about how many shots you get. We just want to make the right play each and every time. But yeah, you know, I think the way that we play, the way that coach, you know, allows us to just be ourselves and play free, you know, there's always opportunity to have shots. And you know, it's just us making the right reads, making the right plays, whatever's going to help us be successful as a team. And then, you know, I thought tonight we did that pretty well. How many assists we have? 37. I mean, yeah, we shared the ball well, and that's just something we just have to build off of and continue to, you know, just keep in the back of our heads. That's how we need to play.
How many shots do you need to go in? Do you feel like you're in a groove? Do you feel like you're hot?
I don't know. I would say probably like 2 or 3. If I make 2 or 3 in a row, then, you know, I'm really looking to probably be aggressive the next shot or two. But again, you know, and tonight, you know, guys were looking for me, especially in transition. That's kind of where I just try to find, you know, sneak around the defense a little bit, work to get to an open spot, and guys are looking, and they're just kind of surveying the floor. And but yeah, you know, once I hit a couple, you know, I'll probably look to be aggressive, definitely. What was it? What was the fourth one?
Well, I'm saying like two or three in a row. I
mean, not trying to rush anything, but you know, if I have any type of space, I'll probably let it go. But no, it's again just making the right read, making the right play. That's what it's all about.
Thanks, Luke.
All right. Thank you. Good to see you guys.
Oh,
hey, what's up?
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Sorry, I didn't.
I was being nice, but.
The first congratulations on your neighbor.
About what? Oh, yeah. Thank you.
That's very cool.
Thank you.
And about that guy.
Hartenstein and Kennard.
But you guys, it seems like you guys have immediate chemistry together. How do you explain that when a player comes from the court and kind of just like see each other? What's that like? Why does that happen?
Yeah, you know, it started as soon as he got here. Like, it's the first day. I remember we were just playing. I think we were just playing a pickup game, and we were on the same team, and we just kind of played out of him. And you know, he, like I mentioned, he's a willing passer, a really good passer. He sees the floor well, knows how to play the game, and it's just stuff we've kind of communicated throughout his entire time here so far. And he makes the right reads, and you know, I look forward to playing with him each and every night. It's a lot of fun, and I messed up an assist, got my shot blocked tonight for him. So
slowest layup I've seen in my life.
Yeah, that was on me. But no, it's been really good, and you know, there's still a lot that we can work on, but so far it's been really good, and it's a lot of fun. All right, thank you.
Isaiah Hartenstein.
What up, y'all?
Isaiah, just on that trio with you, Terrence and Luke, talk about the preseason, but you guys just have this chemistry going. You guys are plus 34 on the season now when you guys are four together.
Yeah.
What is it about you three that works?
I think the biggest thing is we just play really hard. I think we come in, try to bring energy, move the ball. It's not really stagnant. I think we push the pace, communicate. I think that's been the biggest thing for us so far, is even in practice, I mean, even what Luke was saying, even from starting before preseason, we were all just talking. I think we all know how to play the game, and we just try to win, play winning basketball. I think everyone on our team is just trying to win games, and I think that's helped the most.
You know, Ty likes to say that you only like to pass to Luke, but what is it about that combination in particular that works so well?
He's just open. I think I think we just really know how to play with each other. I think he knows when to cut, he knows when to come off, but yeah, I've heard that before a couple times. I try not to sometimes, but it's kind of hard.
You guys had a couple of losses that were really competitive, though. Like, what was the mindset of the team coming into this? Like, were you guys going to, you don't want to be down 0-3, or were you like, hey, we feel pretty good?
I think the biggest thing was just right from the get-go. I think just coming in, playing hard. I mean, PG had like what, 8 steals today, him being aggressive offensively and defensively. And I think just the whole team, just especially the starting five, just setting the tone from the get-go, and then the second year just keep going. I think that was the biggest thing, is that we started off great, and I think that's maybe what we didn't do in the first couple games, where we had to try to come back later on.
You had that nice spin move layup.
Yeah.
I don't really know if you showed it off preseason. Are you just going to start showing out more moves as the season goes on?
I'm just gonna let whatever the game gives me. I mean, big thing to me is just to win. And that's whatever the team needs from me. If it's passing, just defending, offensively, whatever the team needs, I'm just gonna do.
It's gotta be nice
stuff, dude. Yeah, I got some stuff, but I'm not gonna force it.
There's a play in the third quarter. Dame tries to dunk on you.
Yeah.
You stand in, you draw the offensive foul as you go to contest the dunk.
Yeah.
And the crowd just goes bonkers over your, hustling the position.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you, that the crowd just gets behind you just because you're going up to block them?
Yeah.
And trying to make a play just for the team?
I loved it. I mean, a lot of things. Just coming into this organization, they gave me a chance. And so every night I go out there, I'm playing Steve Ballmer, the whole organization, the fans. And I think that's important to me, just every night I go out there, try to do little plays, playing hard, and just getting the team into it.
You really wanted that block, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I really did. I really did. I mean, I think I played good so far. I mean, what I said before, I just want to win. I mean, I don't need to show everything. I mean, that's what we have PG for. So I don't need to come out here, score a ton. I mean, I'm going to score when I get the chance. But at the end of the day, it's just doing every little thing to help the team win.
Dude, I'll tell you something. Yeah, and what's crazy is they love each other.
I know.
I posted a video.
I love that team likes to say we were hunting for Luke.
They call him the hunter.
Did they call him that?
Yeah, he looked a little.
I thought you were doing that as a bit.
No, they call him the hunter, and he was hunting, and honestly, he looked a little more like Elmer Fudd tonight. Gew.
Yeah,
Elmer
the Clippers weren't Dud. Shooting great, but frankly, Gew. We got outsized and outmatched.
So, well, we have to fix that. Now, here's the thing, Clipper Nation. We are missing 3/5 of our starting five.
Yeah,
we're missing
Marcus
Kawhi
Morris,
Leonard. We're
Kawhi
missing
Leonard.
Luke. We're missing Serge Ibaka.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't really seen Serge Ibaka a lot as a Clipper, have we, Hank? We haven't really seen a lot.
No, we haven't. We really haven't.
Some Clipper fan met me on Monday night and, you know, has been here forever and loves you, loves me, whatever, and was gushing all this love upon us about how you and I are a couple of knuckleheads on the Jumbotron.
That's true.
You know, he was saying how he loved my Fox Sports NBA commercials, Allen and Jerome. That's us! Anyway,
OG, old school.
Old school. He said that Kawhi Leonard, and there's no way this is true, he said that Kawhi Leonard has missed 70% of his games as a Clipper. Is that possible? That's not possible.
That seems wrong.
That's implausible. Not only is it impossible, it's implausible.
I mean, he didn't miss most of the postseason.
No, he just missed...
Missed one series.
He missed he missed two games in round two. He missed, like, six games in round three. That's eight games he missed. But, you know, whatever. And also, he load managed. He wasn't injured his first year.
But
he was load managing.
But to that fan's point, if he missed games, but he didn't miss...
70%.
Missed 70% of the postseason, which he didn't.
Which he did not.
He definitely didn't miss 50% of the regular season.
Absolutely not. The guy's out of his mind.
I don't like him.
Well, I punched him in the throat.
I know you did.
And then I kicked him in the eyes.
You might have done that.
Yeah, I did that.
You get a high kick.
Oh, I got a very high
kick.
Theater
trained, dance trained.
Well, I was for years, I was a Clipper Spirit Girl.
A lot of people say it's more work for you to not be a Clipper
Top
Spirit Girl.
Clipper Spirit Girl, one of the best. By the way, they are putting on a show this year.
So much better game, the Portland Trail Blazers.
Yeah,
blew their buns out.
Yeah, we blew their buns
out.
But
now we stand at what, 1-3?
So here's my question to you.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Can I start waving my red flags because we're a 250 ball club and not a 500 ball club?
No, four games in.
Yeah, I want to start freaking out.
Look,
I want to start losing my crap.
Look, I will tell you this: it's hard to stay positive as we sit here in Staples Arena watching them drop.
But to
the mural, watching them drop the mural of our Clippers fans and expose the Lakers banners.
The yellow.
It is difficult to stay positive, but I will tell you.
I wanted a better record than those jerks.
That our first, we looked better in our first couple of games than we did tonight. We knew we were outmatched on the bigs. We're missing our starting big versus a team that has three great bigs plus Kevin Love.
Right.
And frankly,
Marcus Morris has been playing center for us, for God's sake.
The only way we were going to beat these guys was great three-point shooting.
Which we didn't have.
And that did not happen. 22% from three. You tell me.
Okay.
Were we shooting 22% from three last season?
Oh my God, we were historically the greatest team in the history of the NBA from
three
last season.
So we just got taken
apart. Led by Marcus Morris, by the way.
We just got beat. We just got beat. And I doubt it was a trap game because every single analyst that I followed today said, you got to watch out for these bigs.
Yeah, Cavs are sleepy.
We just got beat.
People are sleeping on the Cavs. They're not sleepy. Excuse me.
I don't think anyone's sleeping on the Cavs. Everyone knows they
have
great
bigs. Well, now they're over 500. They're 3-2, which we don't know what that's like because we are 1-3, and I'm ready to get my Clipper red flags out.
Clippers red?
We're never going to get my beloved 82-0 if we lose 3 out of 4 games.
Now, you said something that really disturbed me right before we started the podcast.
Talk to me, Hank.
And you said to me, does Kawhi Leonard come back if we're a 250 ball team?
Okay, so that's the thing. If we continue to lose 3 out of 4, which, by the way, we're not going to do.
If mathematically we can't make the playoffs, he doesn't play.
We're not going to do that, okay? Because here's the thing. We love to beat and destroy Portland Trailblazers, who we play next.
Yeah.
OKC is a dumpster fire, who we play after that.
Although they beat the Lakers tonight.
Then, yeah, whatever, so could I.
Down 26.
The Lakers are purple and cold with a bunch of old men. They're the purple and golden girls. They're old. They're not. Yeah! All right, so after OKC, who, by the way, is a dumpster fire of a team, we have Minnesota, and then Charlotte, who is overperforming. These are all very winnable games. These are not marquee teams that we're playing.
I like us versus any team.
Oh, and then where Portland after that.
Any team where it does not come down to the bigs, I like us.
Right.
And there was a moment tonight where Reggie hit a couple of threes in a row. There was a moment tonight where Mann was responsible for 5 points, maybe 8 points, where you started to think, oh, it's turning, it's turning. We just could not get it done against their bigs.
We have to figure really something out. Ty Lue has to shake things
out-rebounded
up.
By 21 rebounds
but
or
that,
something.
But that, because you told 20 me they have, rebounds. Three, they have 3 7-footers.
Yeah, they do.
And we have Hartenstein. You know what I mean?
And
we got
Sue. It wasn't enough.
It was not enough. We came up short. Ty Lue, it may be too early to shake things up, but I don't like being 1-3, and if you lose 3 out of 4, and this is what you were saying, if you lose 3 out of 4, which we're not going to do, but if you lose 3 out of 4 for half the season, I don't think Kawhi Leonard even comes back.
That's
I really
interesting.
Don't.
Well, I don't think you win games when Zubats gets 4 rebounds, Hartenstein gets 4 rebounds,
right?
Paul George gets 10 rebounds.
Really?
And no one else gets.
Paul George led
no
the
one,
Clippers.
Not by a little.
In rebounds.
No one else got more than 4 rebounds.
Our two centers combined
for 8
didn't get as many rebounds as our shooting guard.
Right, now you're not going to like this.
Or small forward.
You're not going to like this.
Okay, tell me. I'm upset.
4 Cavaliers.
Oh. I don't like your Cavalier attitude.
4 Cavaliers got 8 or more rebounds. And we had one guy who got that many.
Right.
And it was Paul George.
Paul George, who's our two guard,
who, by the way,
small forward.
Lest we heap too much love on Paul
lest
George,
we heap.
Who I love.
Oh, he's the best.
Whom I love.
I know.
How many points did he have in the first quarter?
0. What did he end up with? Because he's not going to get that scoring title that I predicted if he's only going to score however many points he scored, which
you don't
is clearly
know.
Not enough. It was 12.
You don't want to know. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I am like Svengali. I called 20%, two ticks off with the 3%, and then I nailed PGs. I'm not looking at stats, folks. Chris Wilde knows these Clippers, okay?
You know who is no joke?
Please tell me.
Colin Sexton.
Oh,
let's give credit where credit is due. The kid's nice.
Yeah, he has a nice afro. Apparently he has sex a ton, according to his last name.
He has
good for
sex
him.
A ton.
Here's another Clipper
red flag. He was nice tonight, man. He was nice.
I apologize.
He went 12 of 20. He got 0 of 4 from the three-point line, but he went.
He was over 4 from 3?
But he went 26 and 7,
man.
Oh,
no, he had 26 points. He was great. He was dunking and making moves.
He didn't do what our star did and get a dozen.
Here's another
it's not fair to call
red flag that I'm going to wave.
Don't call it a double-double when it's 12 and 10.
Well, it is a double-double when
I know,
it's 12 and 10. He had 8 steals. Versus Portland.
Yeah, let's
his
talk about
most
Portland. Let's
ever.
Talk about that game.
He had 8
Let's talk about that
steals.
Game.
We had 20-plus steals as a team. I want to say it was 21, 22. The second most in franchise history. We kicked Portland's ass. Now, here's the thing. We can't blow a team out 1 out of every 4 games and then lose 3 out of 4.
No, we can't.
But we can take what we did versus Portland, which is a pretty good team.
Yeah.
And move forward. We've got a bunch of
also
scrubs
look, also
coming to
look,
town.
Portland is Western Conference. The Cavaliers are Eastern Conference.
Right. We're going to see them one more
look,
time
right
in Cleveland.
Now, the Cavaliers.
We're going to beat them in Cleveland.
It's early. We're 5 games into the season, 4 for the Clippers. The Cavaliers are looking like a playoffs team. But we're not going to be jockeying with the Cavaliers to make our playoff seed.
No, we're not. And also, the West isn't electrifying yet. Like, if you look at the standings right now.
No, but Utah looks kind of unstoppable.
It's super, super early.
Super early, dude.
Very early. Almost arguably too early. Golden
5% of the season.
Golden State undefeated. Utah Jazz undefeated, okay? Minnesota Timberwolves 3-1. Dallas Mavericks 2-1. That's 4 teams playing over 500 basketball. And everyone else is playing 500
yeah.
basketball.
Early is why.
Or less.
But, man, it's Golden State looks scary.
But you have to be 500 or more
State,
to get in the
but
top
Golden
eight.
Golden State's mostly scary because Steph Curry is Steph Curry.
Can we talk about Golden State real quick and Klay Thompson, the giant, big,
oh,
whiny
such a turd.
Baby.
What
it's a
baby.
Massive turd.
What a baby.
He's complaining that he's
I'm
not
in
top,
the top
75.
You were never the top. He was almost never number 2 option.
I texted you today earlier. I don't think he's top 75 active, in which you replied, He's not active, Chris.
He's not
Chris.
Active, Chris.
He's
actually, I
not
said Chris.
Active.
Period.
Chris.
He's not active.
He's a giant bum.
He's such a baby.
If I may tell the story one more time, and
go
I've told
on.
It a couple of times.
Go on. He gets a lot. Of, by the way, he gets a lot of love in Los Angeles because his father,
Michael
is
Thompson.
A Lakers commentator.
And he's Bahamian.
Who loves Golden State so much.
Such a homer.
And Clay.
So do, by the way, so do L Word fans. They love Golden State.
They love them.
They just like, and they probably love the Yankees.
They're not gonna love them.
They just love the Patriots
they're not,
and Tom Brady.
Listen, the Lakers have not been contenders in the same year that the Golden State Warriors are contenders. It has not happened.
And it won't happen,
the
by
Lakers
the way.
Were not contenders.
It won't happen.
They weren't even in the playoffs the
no.
years that the Golden State
and by
Warriors
the way,
were good.
If the Golden
but they're gonna
yeah.
they're both gonna be in the
no.
they're gonna be in the race.
No.
They're gonna be in the top
no,
10.
No, they're not.
They're gonna be fighting for spots.
Golden
and
State
not
is gonna
like
be in
them.
The top 6. Okay.
Yeah, they, oh yeah, they are.
And the L
you don't think
word
so?
Is going to be a play-in team
oh.
at best.
Oh, that's bold.
At best.
That's bold.
At best.
Russell and Westbrook triple-doubled tonight.
In
their loss.
In a loss.
He triple-doubled record numbers with Washington when they lost.
So, I'm going to paint a picture with my words, if I will.
I like that.
If I may.
Yeah, I want you to.
Golden State Warriors versus Los Angeles Clippers, round one. Donald Sterling owns the Clippers. Doc Rivers is the coach. It's the Lob City years.
Sure.
Mark Jackson is the coach of the Golden State Warriors. Game one, Warriors win. I'm in the elevator with aforementioned Michael Thompson, who says in his Bahamian accent in my home stadium.
Don't do the accent.
I'm going to do the accent.
Oh, no.
We might not even come back to Los Angeles.
That's terrible.
He thought they were going to sweep us. We might not even come back to L.A. Bah,
Somehow you sound like
the Count
Morgan,
from Sesame Street.
Morgan Freeman doing Miss Daisy's. Yo, no, my best friend, Hulk.
Well, I'm going to drive you to the Biggly Wiggly. I was
going to
do.
That's terrible.
Well, I'm going to do a good Morgan Freeman real quick. And the Penguins marched.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Andy Dufresne. That's from Shawshank. All right.
Yeah.
So, and we might not come back to Los Angeles. I'm going to count the games we're going to sweep the Clippers. One. Two.
Now he's the count.
He's the Bahamian count. Yeah. Three. Four. So anyway, the next game, game two, the Clippers clean their clocks. We win by like 40. We
yeah.
kick their asses.
Yeah.
We win in seven. We win that game in seven. We have home court advantage at the end of game seven. And by the way, during that seven-game series is when the whole Donald Sterling fiasco happened. And we were a national, international story. I've never seen a media presence like that series ever in my life because of the whole thing. Sterling gets thrown out of the NBA for life. Greatest thing that ever happened to the Clippers. Vistaviano put her on the Mount Rushmore of Clippers.
Ew.
I walk out of Game 7 after the press conference. I don't know if you've ever been to Staples Center. I sure have a lot of times. I know you have.
So many times.
The entrance that's across the street from the Nokia Theater. There are these weird fake rocks with flat angles that a tall person can easily sit on. I walk out of this stadium after Game 7. We win the series in 7. I see Klay Thompson sitting on a flat rock, decorative rock.
Oh, right.
Sulking.
What a baby.
He's sad because his team lost.
Yeah.
Aw. Oh, Clay. Oh, Clay with a K. Oh, he's so sad.
Shut up, Clay.
Shut up, Clay. And I walk out and I go, hee hee. I kind of snicker
titter,
a little.
Titter, titter, titter. Titter, titter.
Turd, turd, turd. Oh, I thought you weren't coming back to L.A. Your dad said in the elevator. And then I think I see one of the great moments in all of NBA basketball. When his brother, I'm going to call him Tom Thompson.
Sure, Tom Thompson. That seems right.
Which is short for Thompson.
Thom Thompson.
Thompson Thompson. Comes out with one of the with a pie of Blaze pizza, which is right there behind that entrance. And he
owned
goes
by LeBron James.
And he goes, I got your pizza. And so Clay Thompson was like crying. And his brother and his father brought him a pizza.
They're terrible.
I was like, this They're is terrible amazing. Family members. They probably put pineapple on the pizza.
I'd like to talk for a second about Hank's player of the game.
Oh, HPOG. It's got to be probably me, right?
I'm going to really lean into it.
Okay, go.
And my Hank's player of the game is our worst player of the night on the plus minus, which is Justice Winslow with minus 17. Ooh.
Hey, I got a theory
but
about
But I have to say, Justice Winslow, a lot was thrown on his shoulders short notice as they said, look, we've got to go big with our bigs, and we're minus our starting big. And you never thought for 1 second that a team that is known for their bigs was going to be bodied up by Winslow, Hartenstein, and Zubats. You never thought that. And we really got outplayed by bigs.
Absolutely.
Really did.
Absolutely.
And just what Winslow, we needed
well,
just
Winslow's a guard.
What we needed to be able to do is
you know what I mean? He's a big guard.
What we needed to be able to do is kick out to our shooters and have them make threes. And they didn't.
They did absolutely did not.
And again, I will say one more time, yes, the Cleveland Cavaliers shot 15% from three, but they didn't need their threes.
I'm gonna give my Hank's player of the game to the gal dressed in red at halftime.
Me?
Who was laying on her back, kicking a table.
Pepe.
Pepe. Pepe.
You called,
Pretty sure it was Pepe.
You called her Pepe.
And there was a giant wheel of cheese that she was balancing
on.
Yeah,
and she flipped a table around.
And then honestly, we were like, we've seen enough.
Sponsored by IKEA.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, because of the table. I'm a Bob's Discount Furniture guy.
You sure are.
I would have stormed the half court and kicked her. I would have broken her
table. We walked
out
and had a beer.
We may or may not have had a beer.
I'm sure we didn't.
Probably had two. All right, so I feel better.
It's early.
Honestly.
I'm not worried.
I feel better.
I'm not worried.
You know what, Burbank Hank? You have talked me off the ledge.
Yeah, well, listen, we're relying on guys. First of all, we are down Kawhi Leonard. We knew that.
Serge Ibaka
is game to game, but he's getting full contact practice.
Mook.
We weren't ready for two things. We weren't ready for Mook to not be playing.
Right.
But we also weren't ready for him to come in the games he was playing, have him shoot like trash. And he has.
Oh, sure.
All love to Mook Morris.
I think he's only played one game.
You know that I love Marcus
two
Morris.
Two tops. Oh, I love
two,
him.
Two games.
I love him.
Two games, and
love.
Both games he shot like trash.
The announcer, the PA announcer, calls him twin.
Yeah.
All right, I have a question.
But he's clearly not right.
I have a question.
And it's early in the season. We're finding our way. We've got Hartenstein, who's been nice. We've got some guys who are finding their way. But the truth is, we are not whole. It's early in the season, and yeah, we're 1-4, but we're not.
We're 1-3.
We're not fully defeated.
We're 1-3.
We're not fully defeated. We won one.
No, we did win one
against
and we
Dame
blew
Lillard.
Out. Dame Lillard is the real deal.
It's not nothing.
It ain't nothing. All right. Question.
And
for
a couple
you.
Of close games early on that we just didn't make happen, but we didn't get blown out games 1-2.
No, we did not. No, we played beautifully in a loss.
This
in
is
games
just me
because
I love the Clippers and you don't.
Oh, no, you're a glad hander. And you're a known Clipper apologist.
Oh, my gosh, the greatest homer.
All right, question for
Second
you.
Second greatest.
Slightly off topic.
Shared title.
We're sitting in Staples Center right now.
We are.
Okay? We're watching them, I don't know, do stuff, whatever. Two rows in front of us and three seats over from you. Is a near full bag of Popcornopolis.
I know, I see it.
How long have you seen it? And how
the whole
much
time.
How much of you wants to go over and grab that Popcornopolis?
If it were the Zebra Popcornopolis, which
favorite?
I think they might not offer here anymore.
What? That echoed.
I know. I don't think they offer it here anymore.
Oh, nuts.
Then I would be clamoring at it. Ooh. If it were the jalapeno cheddar, which I don't think they offer anymore.
No wonder we're 1-3. If they are limiting the Popcornopolis choices
Listen,
for
man,
the fans.
I loved the Zebra because you could reach in and occasionally just get a wad of popcorn and white chocolate with a dark chocolate drizzle on it.
Oh, get your drizzle.
But you know that I enjoy a spicy food with my beer.
Oh, you love it.
And when they had the jalapeno cheddar with my ice cold IPA beers.
Oh, sure.
I don't have a lot of memory about how I enjoyed it.
You did, though.
Because I was drunk and full.
Well, I've been drinking a lot longer than you have.
Oh, so that's not
I
true.
Remember it well.
That's not true. I'm older.
It was Tuesday, March 11th, 2006. All right, so you've actually, and by the way, okay, so here, I'm going to blow your
I'm
mind
I'm really
right
not
now.
Worried. This is not indicative of our. We're not
Whoa,
gonna.
I don't appreciate the language.
We're not gonna go 250 all season.
No, of course not. Of course not. You've talked me off the ledge, and I'd like to tell you.
Paul George
right
is
now,
not gonna get zero in the first quarter all season.
No. He's gonna get.
We're not gonna go a combined 29 points in the first and fourth quarters all season.
Of course not.
We got beat by their bigs. Everyone knew that was a problem.
And by the way, we are down our starting center, and Marcus Morris is our fourth quarter center when we go small.
The league is not going big.
No, it isn't. Cleveland is an anomaly.
So good luck, Cleveland.
Sexton has Sexton. Nice. I'd like to tell you this, Hank. I am going to officially, I can do this because I've been doing this for 10 years.
I like
years.
Official proclamations.
This is my 10th season as a Clipcast host.
Not me.
Producer,
I'm
editor.
I'm just a young kid on the beat.
Oh, stop. It's your third season, your 20th season as a season ticket holder, who goes to whatever, too many games, arguably. I'd like to rescind my Hank's player of the game. I am taking it away from Pee-Pee, dressed in red with her back, spinning a wheel of cheese at a table.
No one likes red Pee-Pee.
No, then you got to call the doctor if your Pee-Pee's red.
You got to call the doctor.
I would like to rescind my Hank's player of the game to the lady in red who balanced the table with her feet. No big deal, I think. And I would like to make my Hank's player of the game you, Henry.
Oh, finally.
Burbank Hank.
And it is at this moment that I announce my retirement from Clipcast.
Oh.
I had a good run.
Yeah.
Three full seasons. They weren't full seasons.
The next couple episodes are going to be me monologuing until I convince either Farbod or Tomer Azerly.
Those very popular and successful solo episodes of Clipcast.
Dude, it's just like me angry, getting upset about OKC
Thunder. A lot
Thunder.
Of yelling.
Just like me in the studio, just angry about OKC Thunder fans. Here's a scandal, by the way.
Oh, boy.
We're sitting 50-yard line. We've got a great eyeball on the game. Take your schedule magnet, which I got for you.
Thought I lost it.
It's right there. But I saw Tomer Azerly, and Farbod Eshnashari. I'm so sorry for mispronouncing your last name. I saw them walking across behind the floor seats, and I'm telling you, Tomer Azerly was the Clippers logo all hands on Farbod.
Yeah, he was grabbing.
He was putting hands
real
on Farbod.
Grabby.
Like
real
a
grabby.
Like a creepy
they're
uncle.
Like a, no, I disagree. I think they're like
the best of friends. Yeah, but you and I are the best of friends.
When do I
put my hands on you, Hank?
Often, frankly.
Well, I think not enough.
I'm sure you do. I always felt as though Tomer and
Farbod and Jovan.
And Jovan
back in the day.
Were like the Three Musketeers.
Three amigos, yeah.
And then Jovan, he burned them. He went to the Lakers.
Well, not only that, before he did that, he had that horrible bull crap story about how the Laker room.
Oh, just one?
The locker room.
Just one?
God.
Just one time he had that?
Excuse me, Dr. Freud, your slip is available.
Yeah.
The locker room poison story.
How many times did he burn the Clippers? How many times?
Well, multiple times.
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
And to me, I look at.
They kicked us out of the locker room.
I look at Tomer and Farbod and I think, good for you guys.
Oh, so you're saying, this is interesting. So you're saying
they burned him.
Jovan made it so difficult for the press in the locker room.
He made it so difficult for those two guys, and then he went to the Lakers.
And then he went to the L word. And so you're saying they are closer than ever.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm saying they may be a couple.
I just know that I listened to before the Grizzlies game, the pregame Bally Fox Sports app.
Ah.
Tomer with the Grizzlies, whoever
Tomer.
She is.
Tomer.
Is it Tomer?
Yeah, I believe so.
And he was great. His analysis is so great. His tweets are so great. And he and Farbod deserve happiness.
I
don't think together romantically. That's your gag.
Look at you.
That's your
gag. Player of the game, Henry Dippin, everybody. Isn't he great? Isn't
he deserve to be happy. And Jovan can go enjoy his time.
Oh, dude. Jovan can go boo-ha himself.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, so.
I don't like it. I don't like that, and I frankly don't like that Taylor.
No, don't you talk.
Former
no, stop
Clipper,
that. No, don't.
Former
no, no.
Clipper spirit.
Not on my show.
Yeah,
no,
I will.
Not
it's
on my
show. It's our
show. Don't
it's
you
our
dare.
Show.
Don't you dare.
Former
no,
Clipper
no, no, no,
spirit.
No. The listener doesn't know about this.
She does need to know.
No, no, they don't
She's
need to.
She's going to know right
no,
now.
No, no.
You're going to be quiet.
If I was
I'm
you, Clipper
the
listener,
be
I'd
quiet.
Just stop listening.
You listen.
Just stop. Just go to a true crime.
Taylor.
No.
Taylor.
Wait, you think Taylor's listening?
One of our favorite One of our Clipper Spirit of all time.
My favorite all time.
Of all time.
Brooke is back, in the running, by
back
the way.
A dozen years or more, who became in-game entertainment coordinator for the Clippers.
That's right.
Has become in-game entertainment coordinator for the Lakers.
I'm going to edit that part
Taylor.
Out. I'm going to edit that part out.
Taylor.
I'm going to edit that part out.
I won't let you.
I have audio of
I have no way to stop you.
I have audio of my mother weeping that I'll play instead of that.
Oh, it's easy to find that audio. Oh, sorry. Did you say screaming at strangers?
Well, I mean, her Facebook Live. She does what she does.
I love her. You know I love Fran.
Oh, Lord. So
they steal the Lakers steal our
Clippers
best staff
spirit
members.
Legend Taylor.
You now works for the Lakers.
Legend
works for the Lakers. We're always gonna love her.
She was a Clipper spirit girl for years, and then she helped run. She was in game energy. She like was their kind of stage manager type person.
Yeah,
with a headset.
Oh yeah.
She is no longer with the team.
She was America's sweetheart for multiple seasons. She was like
we Clipper
had
Nation loved her.
And Lindsay, who are like the hardcore,
party girls.
Cool yeah, leather
no,
party
yeah,
girls.
No.
But Taylor was always America's sweetheart.
This is a
girl next door.
I know.
You
I
loved
know.
Her.
Maybe
loved
maybe
her work.
Half Asian, maybe Pacific Islander. I don't know.
I don't know about that stuff.
She was absolutely
great. Dancer,
great
sweetheart.
Smile.
Sweetheart.
Great personality.
Girl next door.
Absolute number, like a top, just not only a top 10 all time, probably best all time, but a perfect 10. And there was the year that it was the Clipper Spirit versus the Miami Heat for best cheerleaders in the NBA. And that was all anchored and buoyed, if you will, by Taylor. And now, I'm sorry, Clipper Nation.
Oh, no.
But she works. She is sleeping with the enemy. And that's a huge scoop. And that's a real scoop. That's not my Iguodala.
Did you say it's a
scoop?
Do you mean the liquid you?
Yeah, because have upset me.
Well,
with this scoop.
I can't believe it.
I didn't want to talk about
it. Why were you trying to hide it?
Because I don't want to talk about it.
We are newsmen.
We're mostly newsmen. We're newsmen.
It
hurt. Clippers newsmen.
It hurt to see it.
You hate to
purple
see
and gold.
I just want to see her
although
happy.
Although it's gold shirt, gold blouse, black pants.
Taylor, by the way, here's another scoop. Going to be my second wife. 100%. I will make her so happy. She will not need to work for the L word when I'm her husband. She will not
I mean, you've made your current
that.
Wife so happy.
Oh, the facetiousness.
No, I'm being serious.
You're so dripping with sarcasm. With sarcasm. All right, gang. Look,
this has been great, but it was a bummer tonight. It was great against
three.
The Blazers.
We have to respond.
It's not 1-4.
No. But we have to respond 3-1.
When we go to Portland and whoop them at home,
we have to respond 3-1. We have to.
Here's the really good news, Clippers fans. I'm going to end this on a bright note.
Please do.
We're going to go to Portland on the road, whom we have whooped and is
whooped.
In our
we
time
own,
zone.
We're
in
them.
Our time zone.
That's true.
It's not a road trip.
No, it isn't.
It's basically just a chance to play cards on the plane.
That's right.
And then we come home and we play OKC.
And they stink.
And then we go on the road and we
baseball
play
series,
the Timberwolves twice.
2 out of 3 days.
They're not
that good.
And no back-to-backs.
I mean, they're 3-1, but they're not that
and
good.
And then we go Charlotte, and then we go Portland again, and then we go Miami.
Minnesota.
And we play Minnesota again.
Right.
So I like us for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. We have Minnesota 3 times in not even 2 weeks.
Minnesota 3 times in 2 weeks. Portland 3 times in 3 weeks.
Whoa, that is nuttier
so
than Jimmy Carter's poop.
I like all of this. I like
sure.
all of this.
Sure.
And then we get into some runs there that are then the week after that, by the way, we go Chicago, who is undefeated. Am I right about that? Are they undefeated?
Three NBA undefeated teams.
Spurs, Memphis, Pelicans. So
Spurs are beatable. Pelicans are beatable.
There's some wins ahead of us. We have some things to figure out.
Chicago's a statement game.
We fell exactly the way everyone said we could fall tonight. But, you know, there's wins ahead.
We got to respond with 1-3, with 3-1. Let's see. And you'll find out next time on Clipcast. I promise there will be no more scoops that will upset you like this Taylor to the L word scoop.
It hurts.
It hurts me. And I'd like to rescind your Hank's player of the game.
It hurts more than when Brad J went and worked for another team.
I'm going to. Did you hear what I said? I'm rescinding
you
your Hank's player of the game.
You can't.
Psych.
You can't.
You're my Hank's player of the game.
We are surrounded by
They want to
Staples Center's employees who want to do their job. We should go.
All right, so should you sound the horn since you're Hank's player of the game?
Meh.
Yeah, I'm upset too. Meh. Meh.
Appreciate y'all. Have a blessed one.
Shitbox, we're gonna have some fun.
It's okay.
I'm loving LA.
Hollywood tourists on the boulevard. We live in a town where everybody's a star. We all love a winner, and we love who they are. It's the Clippers. I say, hey,
hey,
it's a Hartenstein, Luke Kennard, Hank and Chris. The crowd's going crazy, every sound of a swish. Like the blue and red, it's something you just can't miss.
I miss Kawhi, Luke and Serge.
I say,
hey!
Hey!